Kyle 4WWZ number.
KO4WWZ, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta.
Fine, Romeo Delta, KO4WWZ. Good evening, sir. If you don't mind, can we stay in QSO for a little bit? Trying to rub out this QRM.
Totally, Chandler. Hope you're doing well tonight. This is Bob, Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. I'm sorry, A1RD. How you doing tonight, my friend?
I'm doing all right. I'm just hot and tired, and I got a headache. I think I'm a little dehydrated.
That, my wife has a problem with retaining sodium, and that can be a real problem, and it gives headaches and fatigue, and so you need to be sure you get some salt, and be sure you also get water. You need both to stay healthy.
I'll be sure to have me a nice bag of some potato chips when I get home, and a big glass of water too.
Yeah, it's been a little cooler. I mean, I know it's been hot this summer. Man, have we had just day after day of no rain and so much heat, but it seems to be letting up a little bit the last week or so. Have you been out in it? Have you been driving or been out in the weather a lot?
Yes, sir. I work as a traffic controller, and we're out in the sun every day for anywhere from 8 to 11 or 12 hours.
You know what to do. You just got to keep an eye on your body and keep water, but also you got to keep salt, because if you lose that salt, if you lose that sodium, you can have not only headaches, but neurological damage.
Well, that's the neurological damage part. How bad does that get?
Real low on sodium, I mean really, really low on sodium, then the problem is that your cells, all the cells in your body, and especially the ones in your brain, they need a balance of sodium to keep the pH levels in check, so that the cell linings, the linings of your cells, stay healthy. So when you get really, really low on sodium and some of the other electrolytes, you can really have a neurological damage. Anyway, you just just keep listening to yourself, drink some water, keep your salt levels up, and you'll be okay.
Well, thank you, dog. I really appreciate that advice. What you get up to today?
I'm retired, Chandler. And I get to do, thank God, a lot of different things, including taking care of things around the house and, tending to the vegetables in the yard. But I also love to do technology, because I'm an engineer. I'm a retired engineer, electrical engineer. So anyway, I've been writing some software and designing some circuitry, and I love amateur radio. It really keeps my brain going.
Well, if you know how to write software and design circuitry and stuff, I might want to get with you so you can teach me how to do all that, because if someone can do that, they're talented. And, if you can have that kind of skill, everybody's one for you. Because nowadays, everything runs off of computers.
I hear you on the air a lot. I mean, and I'm really glad you're there. It's really a good thing to hear you and hear so many of the others up here in the Low Country. I just moved up here within the last year with my wife, and just such good people, and you know, good hearts, good talent. So good to hear you, my friend, and glad to know you're doing well.
Well, sure.
Well, the sun's going down. The shadows are getting long. My wife's out and about. She's visiting some lady friends, and they're having a good evening. And I'm here. I've been here, like I said, writing some software and stuff, and just listening to the Caesar's Head repeater, and heard you, and glad I could jump in.
Roger that. But I'm glad that you did jump in. Go ahead,
Colin. Good evening, gentlemen. This is N4MRY, Mary. I'm on my way home, and just want to let anyone listening in the area know that I-85 southbound, there's an incident at the 34 exit, and stuff southbound coming out of Greenville has become a parking lot out there for several miles. So that's southbound I-85 and exit 34 and preceding it. Just wanted to let everybody know.
We thank you very much. Any station listening, I-85 is at a standstill. I'll say it again, I-85 is at a standstill due to probably what could be a major accident. Anyone trying to travel in that area, if you can, get off the interstate and proceed on a detour to your destination. Ma'am, you be careful out there. And I've got an ambulance riding by too, so that's not good. All right, thank you.
Roger that. I'm at my QTH now, so I'll sign with you guys. This is N4MRY, and I'll be clear.
Hi, thank you very much. This is Alpha Alpha 1, Romeo Delta. I'll be clearing the repeater. And have a good evening, Chandler. Alpha Alpha 1, RD clear.
73, Bob. KO4WWZ. Any station. This is KO4WWZ. Wishing to have two cells in any station. CQ. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. Any station available for a T-cell, please call KO4WWZ. CQ. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu.
WWZ and 4ZLK.
And Funger said, okay, KO4WWZ, get in and change. I haven't talked to you in a while. How you doing?
Yeah, last night. I was on the phone just a minute ago when I heard you call, but I just got off the phone, so I wanted to say hello. Hope you're doing well.
It's all right. I was busy last night myself. When I called you, I was putting my new bed together with my mom, and we had a minute where we wasn't doing nothing because she had to go check something out because we thought we was missing a part. And I took the opportunity just to get on the HT and see who was talking. I just said KO4WWZ, but that's all right. I probably wouldn't have been able to bring her anyway. It's a 5-watt transceiver.
You running errands side, or are you just on your way home from work?
On my way home from work, but I'm thinking about going to the store and picking up my air mattress because undoubtedly when Amazon says something's going to be shipped in 2 days and then they have trouble with processing and nothing has even shipped, which would be namely my mattress, it kind of stinks to not have a bed to sleep on. Last night I slept on a dog bed in the floor.
Kick the dog off.
He doesn't like the bed, so he hasn't been using it, so I decided I'm going to use it. It's a good idea for my allergies, though. It's better than the hard pill snort.
That's your poodle.
Yeah, we don't have one of those. We have a mixed breed. But we love him. He's an awesome dog.
Just was thinking about a little dog bed for a miniature poodle. That'd be hard to sleep on.
Makes you feel any good, or my whole entire body did not sit on the mattress at the dog bed, so. You know how that goes.
Well, that'll come soon. I'm not sure if you said it didn't get processed, it didn't even ship, or when were you expecting it?
I have the bed, and we put it together last night, but the mattress should have come with the bed. And the mattress did not even ship, so that's an issue.
Yeah, I missed that part. That is an issue. Yeah, that needs to all ship together.
Well, how's your day doing, Shane?
It was a pretty good day. I'm on the way home. I'm not far. I'm ready to take it easy for the rest of the evening. I'm sure you are, too. Are you still over on Black's Road and Roper Mountain?
Yes, sir. And I have a headache, so I'm probably a little dehydrated.
Drink plenty of fluid, for sure. At least the sun was not out all day long. That sun gets really hot. I know it was still very humid and warm, but there was a little breeze, and the clouds kept it a little cooler, I think.
It did. The morning wasn't so bad. When it got into the afternoon, evening hours, man, it got rough. Honestly, I thought we were supposed to have some severe storms today, but I hadn't seen one yet.
Radar, and it shows the line where the fronts are coming through, and there's a front coming through, but it wasn't one that was creating storms. It was just pushing all the clouds out. So, turned out no storms today. Maybe because the temperature wasn't so high.
That is true. The WSMYK Facebook group. All that HT y'all want to get, didn't you?
I didn't take a good look at it, but I saw that you had posted a picture asking about a website. And I concur with what some of the other people were saying. It'd probably be best to stick with like HRO or DX Engineering or Gigaparts.
Engineering has a good deal on that thing. Everyone else has it for $200, and they got it for $174.
Engineering, I bought some stuff, grounding stuff, things to when I'm setting up a HF station. They're really good. They got some good prices on things.
They sure do. You know, the only problem is now is I got to figure out how to save money, because technically I got to rebuild my base station, and with me trying to upgrade to my general, I want to get the ICON 7100. That way I have an all-band transceiver. I can DH, still get on the local repeaters, and hopefully I don't ever have to worry about lightning hitting my station again.
Good. Well, the best way to start saving or to save money is to start small. Start, just save a little bit at a time. If you try to save too much, you find that you need it, so then you'll dig into your savings to spend it on what you have to spend, you know, your bills or whatever, your expenses. So if you start small, you can kind of build that savings muscle, just like you were exercising. And you start small, and it'll get easier over time.
Yeah.
Videos I'd like to have, too. I don't need them, but they're on a wish list. Maybe one day. But, it'll be something I'll just save for and pick up at a later time.
What radios and HTs and stuff do you got now?
On a Yaesu 2900 that I got from Gigaparts, probably, I'm going to guess, between 10 and 15 years ago. And I'm not for sure exactly how long. I know I've had it for several years. I had it in another truck that I drove for a long time, a personal truck. And then I've got a Kenwood 281A, I think. It's that one with the front facing speaker. That's the one I use in my work vehicle. And then I've got an old Yaesu 757 GX with an antenna tuner and a power supply. It came together. It was my father-in-law's. That's my HF equipment. And then probably 6 months ago, I picked up a Yaesu 857D, which is the all-mode, all-band HF and 2-meter 440. And that's a little mobile rig, too. I've got that in my office at home, too. I use that mostly for VHF. A couple of HTs. I've got a Yaesu. I think it's the 4XR. It's a dual band. It's a great little radio. And then a couple Bofangs I picked up a few years ago, real cheap, off of eBay or something, you know, just to mess around with. But I rarely use those.
I understand why you don't use those as much.
I use my HT around the house when I'm not back in the shack. I listen to the repeater, or if I'm outside working, I'll have it with me. But if I'm in the vehicles, I've got these mobile radios.
Here's what I want to do. Of course, I want the 7100. And I want the Yaesu ST70 Delta HT. And I also want to get a new mobile rig that has a crossband repeat on it. And I know that I'm stuck between choosing two mobile rigs that I want. It's either the Icon 5100A or the Yaesu STM400DX.
Familiar with, either one of those. I mean, I recognize the numbers. I've just never looked at them. And I've never owned an ICOM or even talked on an ICOM. I know they're good radios. I've got four Yaesu radios. I like Yaesu. I'm sure ICOM is fine. I know there's some differences, but I'm sure either one of those would be a good choice. Well, I'm just about home. It was good to hear you tonight, and I appreciate conversation on the way home. Makes the drive a little quicker and more enjoyable. So I hope you have a good evening, and I'm sure I'll hear you on again. KO4WWZ from N4ZLK. Have a good evening.
73 Shane, KO4WWZ, God bless you and have a great night, baby. It's a pleasure to talk to you. You make my ride home more enjoyable and quick, too. Whiskey's in the calling CQ for any station that would like to have a T-shirt. CQ, this is Kilo Oscar, calling Whiskey's in the any station available that would like to have a T-shirt. Please call KO4WWZ.